Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I hope you're ready to go wild. This is Jethro. Today, we're going to be discussing the new transition and the things that are happening here in 2020. I've got a lot of you on the phones. We're going to be doing some readings and giving out some free things, having a fun time. I hope you're ready. I have a couple of emails from those of you. Remember, calling in the 914-205-5362 will get you in. We got quite a few people. It looks like we're going to get 307, 205, 804, and a bunch of others that are already calling in, a bunch of 856s. So hang on as we go a little more wild. We have a contest, and I know a lot of you have been watching that in the Facebook and the other places that we work with. So look at psychicjethro.com. You can always find out what Psychic Jethro is doing. One of those things is this show. We're talking with all of you on here. I want to welcome some of you new people and tell you a little bit about what I do. I am a gifted psychic, and I was born with the ability to be able to see auras and energy. At a young age, I had a drowning experience, and from that experience, I was clairaudient. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you over the phone. I do need a couple of little things for you new people to realize. Just give me your name and your date of birth to clarify the two reasons. One, I need to get permission from your guides to read you, and the second thing is I want to be able to clarify timing and work. I know a lot of you have a lot of questions, and those are the really good things to contact me there on psychicjethro.com to get that session. Those of you know, you need to schedule online right there because of the timing of the essence. We're doing a PJ show. So I do ask all of you guys as we get over the phone, those know with Jethro's mouth and with the way guides work, sometimes we use other words, but we're here to help. We have a lot of individuals at home right now, and this is the time to really sit down and get that reading. I have a lot of friends who are asking me about other work. I do mediumship work, other things. You need to send me a picture or some other things from it. If it's family, I obviously can pick that up from you, but it's more stronger when you have those objects right in front of you to see. I love all of you. We're having a really good time. I thank you guys that are already writing in. Those of you know there is no chat room because we're only doing the phone. You can catch me on Facebook at Psychic Jethro's Room. So any of you that are looking in there, that's where it's going to be. We've got some winners today, and we'll be calling them out at the end of the show. We know that these are the individuals who were picked by Psychic Wild Show that have won prizes for being who they are, being involved, and we always give these different things out. We are right now not giving out physical objects such as the necklaces and other things. I know that I have a couple of you that I'm still trying to contact, a couple of you in Canada. Due to the situation, I'm asking you to contact me through JethroHelps at Gmail or through the phone, and you can text me, contact me through Skype. I need to get with you and give you that reading because we're not going to be sending out things and jeopardizing anything through physical mail right now. But we do have a lot of fun things, and we've got some big winners. Those of you know that we have been 3 months of 2020, and we have a big prize winner again. In January, our phenomenal person up in Maryland won the contest of the big prize. Now we're going to give away one more big prize today and four smaller prizes and a lot of fun for you that are tuning in. You have to go to psychicjethro.com to be entered. For those of you who still want to get entered, it's time to do it today, the 23rd. We just hit the cycle of the new, and we're right now, for those of you keeping track, in Aries, the new beginning. So I want to make sure you're getting in. I have a lot of friends contacting me and asking me during this time different things about what's happening with it. Take caution. A thing I can tell you right now is you do need to make sure where you're getting your information. We are all in a point, in a position here to do that. I was very fortunate as my life, I have lived in the Rocky Mountains and I'm from a very rural state of Wyoming where we were 4 to 6 months pretty much, I wouldn't say completely isolated, but definitely there would be weeks and times where we would have what we call snow days, for those of you who are not familiar with that. What that means is we would be home, and we would just stay home, do things, work on it. So those of you who are looking for things, contact me. I've got a lot of good ideas on that, and when you're talking, you can get a hold of me through Facebook only. I do caution that if you've got something happening, I apologize here, I'm having a little bit of feedback from the phone. I want you to make sure that you're getting those things met. Texting or phone calling me right now, we're very busy, so I do realize I won't be able to do that. I have family and people and a lot of contacts with you guys from doing this over 30 years. I do want you to go ahead and schedule online or get a time or just catch me on Facebook if I can help you. My opinion and the things that we have on this are my spiritual opinion. I do feel that those of you need to be safe. You need to keep that distance. Caution to me is the fact that if you're going out and worried about having supplies, is it not better to have a few things and be safe than to be out fighting over things or in a space with it? We are in the Bay Area. Those of you know that we have had this going here, and we're pretty much down. So me and Kay are at home. For all of you that know that, we're here and we're enjoying ourselves. You know, one of the great things is you get to realize how much you miss each other when you're out working all over the place. I have teased other ones, and my son knows that, Ryan and other family, that I've always been a person out in the public. So this is a little bit tension, but because of the snow days, I've said here, I found extra things, I'm doing other work, and I have a lot of crafts, other things that I do for my own enjoyment. So welcome, all of you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you that are going to be doing the phone, remember, just all I need, I'm going to say hello with you. If we don't pick up, don't get stressed. Call back in 914-205-5362 because the phones are always there. I've got here 307. How are you doing today, 307?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. I thank you for calling in. You know, we've had one of these wonderful experiences. Everybody's going, where have you been? Are you familiar with our show, or is this a first-time caller?
No, I'm a first-time caller. I did look at your website online and stuff after I saw you on Blog Talk. And so I live in Wyoming, too, so that's cool to hear that you were from Wyoming. Most people don't even know where Wyoming's at.
It's true, and I love it, and I was very impressed to see your number first up. I thought that that is a sign that my family and friends there are doing the right work, because they're like, Jethro, just stay calm. I'm a hyper person, and I'm like, I'm not concerned about all the other. I just want to talk to people. I'm very people-oriented, you know. I just love people. So, and I love here, all I need from you, and this is the excellent thing. You'll see there, I read in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Laramie's where I'm from, Casper I lived in, and Glen Rock. I've got to get permission from you to give me your full maiden name and your date of birth.
Okay, it's Alyssa Sproul, and my date of birth is 9/17/79.
Okay. And I'm asking the guys permission. They're telling me that you are handling quite a bit of things. I feel like you've got something here that needs to be taken care of that you're putting back off. I feel like that this has put you in a situation where others are trying to do stuff. I feel like you're working on the fact of some, they said there's new productivity for you. They're telling me you have some really, something that you've put, I don't want to say the back burner, but something that you're doing that's going to be a very good change for you and other people.
Okay.
We're having a little bit of back thing, so that sound you hear is our phones on the internet. We're getting there's a lot of people calling in, and this is an older system. But they're telling me that the reason is that there's people that really love you or care, but you have to watch what they do. I see that you have your own opinion, and what they're really being specific about is they're saying that it's your turn to, I feel that there's a transition or a change coming for you that's going to help your family or other people. You have people leaning on you. You have children or something? Because I keep seeing other people coming to you.
Yeah, I help a lot of people. I do have children too, but yeah, I do help. A lot of people come to me for help.
you're very gifted. You have some other ability here, too, and that's what they were talking about. This is what they're telling me. They said, ironically, this is the time for you to be able to, I feel like you're putting together some things. You've got the children there, but other people are connected where you're going to find some ways to help the, and what I kept getting is I get your society. I see you with a grouping or some other people that are coming there, and I see you spiritually connecting them into where they need to be.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I've done angel cards for years, and I just love to help people. That's what makes me happy in life, is helping people. So I could see that that's probably going to be true.
That's it. And I love it because the angels are there with you. You know, definitely contact me there on Facebook and things. We have different things there that help. It's so good, you know, doing our part. And, you know, one of us fellow Wyomingites, those of you teasing us, I've got people texting in. No, we're not Henri in Wyoming. We just have to be tough because of the wind. You have to be strong to live in Wyoming. You know,
yeah,
we got grizzlies. You know, you guys are worried about moles and activity out here of animals running around, and we still have the grizzly bear. You know, it's still there and it's very active, and it's not a, you know, it's not a pleasant thing if you want to run into one. So we love you. Thank you, Alyssa, for calling in. Definitely go in there at psychicjethro.com. We're going to be giving away some of those prizes here in a little bit. And thank you for contacting us. I hope this helped, and I look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you.
And an angel. Thank you. We got them going in here. We love this. You guys are contacting the show. We have a wild thing here that we're going to be contacting. I thank Alyssa there. We just had another person contacting in. Jethro, I found the most funnest thing. You've got to see it. Put it on there on Facebook. I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit more about the numerology and the things that we've been contacting. Those of you that are seeing those numbers, and we all know the ones with the 3-3s and the 2-2s and the angel work and all of that great work. But, you know, I don't know if you guys know that some of the real strong numbers, like I have a couple of clients that had asked about 672, it means you're going to outsmart the enemy. You will overcome your oppositions. If you're seeing or you're having these numbers, the symbology always starts with seeing 222s and 111s, and you're seeing them all around. That's telling you those angels and those guides are there, and that's wonderful. We want that. As you get more stronger with it, you will begin to see this. They said that there's another one. Be careful of the 156 for those of you. We talked about that with seeing it, and you know, you've got to come up on your phone. I'm getting 156 at 156 a.m. or p.m. or I'm seeing it on signs. I'm seeing it here. I had an individual who even saw it in the clouds. It also is a time for you to really be careful about what you're doing and to not to make serious errors right now. Change your tactics. These are angel ways of them telling you the numerology and the things of it. I have a lot of individuals, those of you I've contacted or worked with about doing spiritual guides. Make sure you take that few minutes and do the two most important things. Grounding, protections, and now with what we've got, common sense. You don't want to go into those large areas. We, right here, we've had a lot of people trying to go. The beach is going to be a popular place. People are going out. You've got to stay within 6 feet. They're asking us and cautioning us to definitely stay in our area. So I've had a lot of individuals tell me, what do I do? You go out to where it's safe in your yard or your balcony or wherever you can find nature. For those of you that are contacting on that, what you're doing is you're putting out things. Now, I know that I'm not asking you to build a $200 squirrel house out there. What I'm asking you to do is I'm asking you to put out some light things on there, very positive seeds, other things for nature, birdhouses, little tiny small object things that are affordable so that those animals can get that food, because our Mother Nature animals need that. Our earthlings right now need that. And by being relaxed, sitting there, doing your meditation, make sure you're not only doing the full light, bringing in, you're also blocking by doing light asking, whether it's St. Michael, St. Energy's light. Make sure that you're putting that around you so that you're being able to condense your energy to be getting those vibrations. And now if you see the animal or sense the animal. I've had people tease me, you know, for years I live by a bunch of blackbirds. They fly here, they live here in the tree, so what am I supposed to believe in that? You need to believe that you were put into a pattern and a rhyme for a reason. Our Father, the higher light, or creator of light energy, well, if you believe in female energy, is always the fact that that higher creator light put you here for a reason, and you were obviously in the pattern of living by blackbirds. Blackbirds are a time to watch for others discussing you. It isn't always a bad add-on, and sometimes it's also discussing your where you are. So if you're in a position right now that's political, or you're in a position like we were hearing from our client or lady here on the phone earlier, you want to hear them say that they're asking you. And that's why I brought that word. If someone comes in to see me as my friend, a client, or a person, the first thing I always try to see in their aura, and that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about today, is you're focused, you're grounded, you're in a good, quiet, secluded area where there's not other outside things. You want to make sure that you're able to hear that, feel that, and sense those things that are there. So you will be able to sense other individuals' vibrations and things. So you sense one of these. You see this in the aura. It's a little different. It means that there's a different energy. And I always tell you guys to go to Google. On this case, I'm telling you to actually even go into the stronger books, because you want to get a hold of someone like Ted Andrews, who has a whole thing on animalology or totem work. You also want to listen to your inner guide in your stomach. I know of people who love blackbirds, and they're telling me whenever I see them around, I know that they're helping, they're doing stuff. Other people know that they are very nature-wise, very aggressive, and they unfortunately take and hurt other birds. They take over the place. They handle the place. They're very much that warrior forager that's out there making sure that their species survive. So take both into credence, write it down, work with one of us, get together, because you reading of it, you'll see that. I have a friend that wrote me, Jethro, I have a woodpecker that is constantly in my yard. It shows up here, and I'm not certain. Think of it now. The woodpecker discerns, and it goes in to hit the tree. It the way it eats is it very much is focused, contact, contact, contact. You will see in the energy of what they've got that it is the contact of that woodpecker doing that is the word focus and keeping yourself focused on your task. So when it's around, you hear it or sense it. No, this is a time to look at your priorities. Are you keeping yourself focused where you should be? You see how this works? If you see a raccoon, raccoons are mischievous. Look at the nature of what you're seeing. You know, and I had someone tell me, oh no, I saw the skunk. The skunk is not a bad thing. The skunk has no very few enemies. It's telling you this is a time you are very well protected. Also, black and white thinking is needed. The skunk, look how they are. It's also a time to be a little cautious. Skunks like to hunt, but they're very nearsighted. You'll see if you've ever seen one trying to get worms or other things. So take those into credence. It's a little bit of spiritual talk for those of you that are at home. Work on some of this math. For those of you in the psychic class, you know that we're doing herbs, and we're working on the fact of what natural things are good. Putting clove in your house, working with the lavender, working with all of the different things that Mother Earth gives us. We love you. We got a couple more of you going. We got you on the phone. You're live, 205. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. You got in, but we got
Patricia.
Thank you, Patricia. We got a lot of callers, and you got in. I'm so glad. Are you a regular, or is this the first time you've called?
First time call, yes. And I'm enjoying
it.
Thank
you. And I'm enjoying
You're
with
welcome.
You, Patricia. I'm Jethro. Well,
hi,
Jethro. Hello. I've gotten permission here if you will tell me your date of birth, and then I do feel we need to talk about a couple of events that you have going. You have a lot of people. You're one of those people that we just talked to someone who's needed. I feel you're one of those people who's trying to make ground for yourself, or you're trying to handle something.
Yes. My birthday is 2/6/73.
Thank you. And that is very strong in the chart with you. You have your own way of doing things, Patricia. The guides are showing me. I feel the real beautiful thing is you chose a mission or something. You've done something here that is where you have to take it in pieces. It can't be all done at one time, but I feel like you're getting your name out there. I felt a really positive intent for you. That the angels and the guides, those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Wild. This is from the Psychics Gone Wild group. We're doing a 2020 for all of you. And I'm telling me, Patricia, that your relationship, you have some very strong intuitive that you feel or sense things that people, you just know, is what they're telling me.
Yes, that is true. I'm starting to sense, and I feel like going through awakening is what I feel. More and more I'm sensing things, and the numbers that you spoke of, I'm starting to see the numbers a lot. The 2, 24, And I start the nursing program I want to say in August. I start the nursing program. So yes, and yes.
Very green. Here, listen to this, and I love you because you're going to be doing both. I saw you helping physically, and my hat goes off to all the nurses. Those of you in the caregiving profession, it's a very tedious job. People try to say, you know, it's the hours, it's the time, it's the emotional expense. And Patricia, I love you so much. I definitely go to psychejethro.com. We're giving away some things there. I see the real strength. I also saw you with this, I love you called the awakening. You would be one to benefit from our stuff we're doing. We're doing some... right now we're doing conference calls, Skype calls, obviously. I do it here in Alameda. I've read teach for people for probably about 20 years. What I like to do is get us together and read each other back and forth and just raise that vibration so that we all are at our high attune. I won't drown you like happened to me, but I will work you through the hoops of getting you to where you can read with all facilities.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yes, I'm very interested. Yes.
Thank you, Patricia. We are going, and this must be a sign. I got to tease you guys. For those who know, my mother's name was Patsy, but we always went by different ones, and I'm getting all these people here. I guess this is a sign for me to go. I have people telling me, Jethro, what is happening? The phone is went off the map. It keeps ringing me. I want to get in. You're going to get in. Just hang on. Don't you get wild on me. What we've got happening here is we've got a lot of individuals contacting. Those are my lifelong friends and other individuals. If you are in need, you always know that you go to my website. You can message. Is there free. You can put anything in. We're trying to help as many of you as we can that are isolated at home or having. Any of you who need prayers or anything at this time, please contact me. You know, send me your physical name on that message. It's always private there, and I will do what I can to help you. I know this is not easy for quite a few of you individuals who are now home who've been used to working or being out in the public. For those of you enjoying the time, I have a great time with you. I've had individuals writing me some really good knowledge they're studying, and this is a time to do those classes for those of you who know that you'd like to do your classes or your reading or a time with me. Welcome. We're grabbing the phones, and we're going a little wilder. 804, how you doing today?
That's kind of questionable these days. I was calling to ask about my boyfriend had died he'll be gone about a week ago, last week, tomorrow. And I was wondering if I would be getting back with him when my time comes. And I
feel it. And I do feel it. Can I get permission to read you? Would you give me your full name and your date of birth?
Sure. My name is Vernell. It's spelled with a V, like in Virginia. It's a V-E-R-N as in no, E-L-L-E. My middle name is Brown, but I'm not married. I never married. And my last name is Carter. And
You were born?
Okay, I was born May 8th, 1963.
I do feel this man's presence. I do feel that this person, that he passed over a little before his time. Something happened with this man that put him in a situation of something with, I saw him handling quite a bit. This person, this you said boyfriend, can I get his first name?
Sure. His first name was Charles.
I am feeling Charles. I do feel that Charles wants to make sure that as the time goes on and things there, that he's coming back and forth. At first, he went over with his family. He went to the light with the higher being, and I feel that he wants to be back and forth and check on you. They're telling me that he is going to wait. I do feel that you're going to be able to do that. We have, and that's something that, you know, when you get a chance, people will do it with carrying cameras. It'd be interesting to see with you this man, and you had real love. I do feel that wasn't easy. I feel like you had sometimes in your relationship where you had to rely on each other and other people. People tried to break you up or something. I do feel there was people sometimes trying to get in your business.
Right. That's
and
true.
He's telling me that. He's telling me that you were the person that was there for him and helping his relationship of learning how to, like, sometimes he got uptight. I feel like sometimes he got real frustrated, and you were more stronger-minded about, you know, don't let them get to you. Really what's important. You taught him values about what real love was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like he sometimes got maybe a little misunderstood or something. There was something about with him, I'm not, maybe it's a bad temper, something about his personality that he would get all riled up, and then you would have to kind of realize, you know what, this ain't worth it. You know, this, what we're getting upset about isn't going with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're telling me that... Yes, and I feel that there is something with religion with him. There's something about you. You've been doing the work, and I see as you're doing the prayers, the angels are working with you two together, because he had people in his family that really were not always maybe on the right idea of how to do things. There was something about people that he had to be careful of his own family.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, and I. And I feel that I would definitely love to get with you and do more with it. Right now, with just reading over what I'm feeling with you, but I do feel that. I do feel, yes, you will. And you're going to feel his experience. He's coming back and forth. I see lights on there. I saw some other energy. I did see that there's been a couple times you felt him at night. I feel he knows you're sad and missing him, and I feel he's already coming back and forth, working with you to let you know he's not going to go far. He wants to make sure you're okay. He knew this was, you know, you need him sometimes, and that's what he feels.
Okay, well, I'll be getting back with him whenever my time comes to go to the other side.
Yeah, you've got some time here, and then you will. And we got to make sure you're taking care of you. I feel like you're not eating right or things. And it says, I'm so sorry with the grief. I've lost people close to me. The angels are telling me what's happening is there's just everything's happening fast. I feel like, you know, I'm glad you called. I feel grateful here with talking with some of us spiritually. You know, if you've got Facebook, those of you getting in, talking to some other people that can help you grieve, because your heart is aching. I'm a little worried about you physically, because it really is, you know, this has been overwhelming for you spiritually and emotionally to lose your man.
Well, we've been together for around 9 years, and this has happened all of a sudden, and we just didn't see it coming. It's really shocking, and I lost my second oldest brother around Christmas time last year, so it's two losses.
I feel it. I love you dearly, you know, and I want you to definitely contact us on Facebook or any of the places, contact, you know, with different ones of us, spiritual ones. We'll do some other prayer. It'd be good to talk it out. I also, as we go into psychicjethro.com, maybe we can work out you win something. I have to go, but I love you dearly, and thank you for calling us. You know, stay in contact with us, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Jethro.
Thank you. We love you. Those of you contacting, we're getting some really good things here. We're talking. We're helping. I wish the show was longer, but I'll give you guys a few minutes, and then definitely contact me if you want that full time. We have a couple of things I want to talk to you guys a little bit about. For those of you that are looking for people, I have a couple of names, and I'm going to be giving them out at the end of the show here. Hang on to this. I have some individuals who are strong in different areas. It's all right sometimes to go and talk with someone. I know that those of you need that counselor or that person. I have that person here in California. California. I was speaking of this organization, thepranamind.com. For those of you doing that, I will spell it out at the end. We'll go ahead and go through and make contact. I want you guys contacted, and sometimes we need that person of guidance. I have a lot of times I can help you in spiritual, I can help you with the development, but mine is in that work of seeing where you need to talk with someone. Grief or depression and other things, you need to go, and it's okay to have that person there. There's where you need that. I have a very strong professional person I will be talking about here at the end of it. And those of you know, when I promote them, they're very good, because I've been around the world, 30-some years of travel all over. I've been doing this over 30 years, and I'm in my 50s. I promote someone who really is going to help you go with this. I want you guys that are doing contact, if you have that contact, you know, there, I can refer it on, or I can send you the email. I have an 800 number here that I'll be giving out in a few minutes for those of you. We're going to take just a minute, and we got a couple of other phone calls on here. I'm grabbing those phones as fast as my little fingers can push them. Don't worry, keep going. You guys, we got a lot. We got an 856, and we got quite a few of you. This is 856-776.
Hi, Jethro. This is Laura. My birthday is 10-1-63.
Thank you, Laura. And I got to tease you, Laura, with your work and energy. They're telling me that I feel like you are balancing out something there that is, I feel like you've had something overwhelming happen with you, Laura, that you're taking on quite a bit of extra they're telling me you've got extra work. They're talking about physical, that you have to watch what you don't take on somebody else's stuff right now. They're showing me that you have handled three other people. You've got someone that something's going on where they're trying to give you their stuff to take care of. That's what they're talking.
So my former boss, who is responsible, so my job, my contract ended on Friday because he brought in his friend and she wanted my job, so he gave it to her. So my contract ended on Friday. So here he is calling me today asking for help. I was gracious about it and everything, but I was also a little, ticked off about it, but I was still professional and helped them. But, yeah, that's probably it. That's what they're talking about.
It is. And I love your guide. Your guide's a no-nonsense guide. Your guide is just straight up there going, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. If I'm going to do the work, then once again, they're going to take the credit. I do feel this boss of yours, I want to laugh because they show him like a little bit of a crazed animal. He's all in his own things, and it's all about him. And he looks like that greedy bird off of Disney. Mine, mine. It's like, what about me?
Yes.
What about me? And, yes, and your guides are showing me that the outcome of this is going to be eventually they're going to try to shove some more things on your plate. They keep trying to get you on. They said this is also going to spur you on to bigger and better things. This is going to continue for a little bit of you get to do it all because they don't want to or they're not. I feel like you have someone who's not capable also in the your business, so they throw it at you and then they go, oh, and then they take credit.
Well, that was always the case, but now they're stuck because I'm not working for them. They're not paying me anymore. I'm done. So they're on their own at this point.
I'm
helped
proud
them
of you.
Out
I'm sorry.
Today, but that's it. I'm not doing any more. He had his chance, but I'm looking to see what I could land financially, because now with this coronavirus and everything, I'm worried about getting a job.
I see you working with some things, and I did see you. I feel like there's some things happening with you, but you look at the remote, you get things, and someone contacts you through a place where you're putting out work, and they're able to have you do that. You have a lot of years of hard work, so they could contact you. You could do this. There's work you could do at home is what they're telling me.
Yeah,
as all these careers that people are doing, they're not wanting to jeopardize health. So you're going to see a lot of office things and a lot of ones all transitioning to working at home remote. Bosses that used to be afraid of that are realizing, no, if that person's at home and you're contacting them, now it all comes through the computer. And you have some really strong abilities. I don't see you out of work very long. I see about 2 or 3 weeks, and I see you back where someone makes a contact. You're doing it, and you're making an income.
Is it a contract, Jethro, or is it a permanent job? Do you know?
I actually felt that, I did feel that they were going to be working with you on to start a contract that could turn in full-time, but you're going to be the little experimenter to working with it because you are good with dealing with managers and people who really don't understand all the work that the person does that's under them.
Yeah.
And did you sign contracts or something? Because I kept seeing physical papers with you. I keep seeing other papers being orchestrated that you're handling too.
I don't know. I've had recruiters reaching out to me even during this coronavirus thing, but then it never seems to, it's not going anywhere right now. And I think it's because these companies are trying to figure out what they're doing and how are they going to onboard new employees, new hires remotely, and how are they going, they're all trying to figure it out right now. So it's really going to be tough trying to land a new contract when companies that aren't used to doing this, at least in the initial stages, they usually want you to work on site, they onboard you, you get to know the crew, you work with the project for a while before you start working remote. This is like right out of the starting gate, everything would be remote.
onboarding, meeting the team remotely. They'd have to ship you your laptop. All that stuff has to be worked out with companies that just typically don't do this. So I'm just concerned about what you see from me around, you know, getting work and getting my finances situated, because I am concerned. And you said you think it's 2 to 3 weeks out, right?
I feel that. I feel what's happening is other people are already looking at this. And, you know, the thing that's hurting our country, as you were just saying, is a lot of people are not technical savvy. And I feel that they're going to get technical knowledge. I did see this contact. I do feel that it is through a recruiter. I feel someone talks to you here in the next, it looks like within a week to 2 weeks, and you agree to take it on. I feel you're going to come out of this setting down, and you may be that person that helps train them in the fact that this is what we can do, this is what I've got, and then let's work hand in hand where you get a really good wage and you're on full time because you're going to help them put their business to the new age that needs to happen while we have these problems. So I love you dearly. I got to run. I'm sorry we only get a few minutes. Definitely contact me at psychicjethro.com for the prizes, and thank you for calling in. It was nice talking. I'm sorry we only have a few minutes.
That's okay. Thank you, Jasper. I appreciate it.
Thank
Bye.
You. We love all you guys. Bye. We're contacted, everyone. We love you. We're giving you so much. I have people go, Jethro, we want to get in. We're getting in. We're getting funds. We do a little bit for the radio, and that's the way to make the contact for those of you that are really coming in. We have another 856. I guess 856 is the popular number today. We've got 216-2531. We've got a bunch of numbers coming up, so hang on. 856-429. How are you today?
Fine. How are you? It's Rose Maria.
Wonderful. Maria, oh my gosh, now we know. I know you're a regular. How you been?
Fine, how are you?
Wonderful. You've got. I've been praying for your country and with the Italian and the Italy, and those of you know what's going on with the country, I just really have been putting out the effort. I'm just so sad, you know?
Yeah, I know they're going through a lot right now, especially in the hometown.
Yeah. And I got to tease you, Maria. I've read for you over the radio. Where is 856? What place are we hearing
South
from
Jersey.
In this country?
South
oh,
Jersey.
I love you, Jersey. Yeah, South Jersey. Welcome. And Maria, I've got a favor. You know, I feel two vibrations with you, but I do need to get permission. Will you say your full name for me?
It's Maria, even the last name?
Yes.
Avaludo. 1231-74.
Thank you. The guides are showing me that you have you've handled something in your life here that's I saw you being really active and wanting to be handling things diplomatically. There's something right now going on with you of how you say things is affecting you. I saw your blue chakra, and then I laugh. I love you dearly, but, you know, you with an Italian, I don't see you being shy. I see you speaking up for yourself, and I'm proud of you. But I feel that they're telling you you have to be, right now, you have to find out by what you're saying, what is people seeing or perceiving. You have someone that's, I feel like this is in relationship.
Yeah.
Can we go there? Can we talk about love on the air with an Italian? Is this okay?
Yeah,
I do see this person, and those of you tuning in, this isn't Disney. Me and Maria always get wild over the radio. What I love with you, Maria, is that this person has tried to do some kind of pussyfooting around, is what they're saying. He's doing a little bit of here, there, and really wants to kind of take his slow time or handle it, and I see your guides going, okay, what's going on here? What are we doing? And I do feel they really care, but they're not clear. They're not clear on what they want from you. They're not saying things that make sense to you.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And you got little flags up. There's a little temper inside you, girl. I see your temper going, oh, wait a minute. What are you doing over here? Are you in or are you out is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I was thinking about
there
that
is
today.
And you have somebody that is goofy with him. This is a male, and I feel that this is where it's not like a lover, but I feel he has somebody he's taking care of, a mother, a daughter. He has somebody that sometimes he gives his attention to who's a little bit of a pity potty.
Yeah.
Yeah. is this man is completely, he's not, is he married? Why do I keep seeing this person like trying to hook in to leech onto him or control him? Some kind of an odd relationship. Is this a mother or a daughter? Why do I keep getting a female there?
Ex-wife.
Oh my gosh, get rid of that. I could see this. This person is like, she's not wanting to be the ex, and she's learned to his buttons. I see him like, and he's all stressed out, and she's like, duh, drama, drama, drama. You know, it's just all this cuckoo stuff with her.
Yeah,
you know?
She's not coming back, but I don't know why he thinks she's coming back.
No. What did you do to her? Come on, Maria. No, I'm teasing you. I love to tease Maria over the air. What I love with you, Maria, is that this person is really looking at some other situations, and you're correct. He needs to grieve her. He needs to go and get this off and realize that time is done and there's nothing left, you know? Yeah, that's what
true.
I feel. So I love you, Maria. Definitely keep on. Go to PsychicJethro.com. Hopefully we can talk to those of you on there that were giving away some prizes. PsychicJethro.com. Put in on the contact me and make sure you get in for the prizes. We're going to be giving those away in a few minutes here. We've got quite a few phone calls. I'm trying to get as many of you in as I can. Remember, we're here for you. 914-205-5362. What about you? We're going to grab the phone. And we got next, we got 631. Let's have some fun, 631. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm Suzanne. Doing okay. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm enjoying this time here, getting a lot of things done at home, playing with my Party Marty dog. I could hear you, Suzanne, and the energy really good. I want to make sure, as you probably have, I don't know if you've heard, I just need permission by you saying your full name and then your date of birth, because you have some serious stuff happening with you, Suzanne. I'm feeling like I feel like you're ready for a change or something. They keep saying you're handling something there.
October 5th, Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne. They're telling me that it is, I feel like what they're showing me is that you've got a bunch of things, you've got a plan, but due to what's going on right now in the country, you're looking at where do you go to the next level? Something's not happening for you, Suzanne, that was supposed to happen. And I'm trying to read around you, because what I see is I feel like you have other people who need you. There's like, I see you over here and I see people wanting you somewhere else.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I don't feel that this is, I feel like it's, you're dealing with a lot of conflict or something. You're dealing with something there around where in the area you're in, where you're over here, you're both self-contained, but people want you helping them or doing something. Are you a teacher? Because I keep seeing people wanting you to help them. And you're like,
oh, it's funny. I'm a teacher aide. The schools might open. I really don't like my job. I was trying to look for something closer, but I don't know if they're going to open or not. And I have to also find a job for the summer because I don't get paid. And then I have to try to find, come September, something year-round. I don't know, work for a bus company, something, because I can't keep looking for a job every summer.
It is, and I realize this is going to be to your advantage on something here, and that's what it's ironic, because, boy, they're pulling on you. And what I feel the frustration is, you know, you're excellent at what you do, but it's time that you went into something that was more home-based, something that's also with, close to your home, and that's what I saw. I saw that.
Yeah, I really can't
do
home-based, because then you don't get Social Security, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know.
You're right. Yeah, I feel it. And that's what they showed there with the place around where your area is, that there's not those jobs. That's what I felt. I did feel the other thing for you that's really strong is you're just good at what you do, you know. And that sometimes can be a really good thing, but it's causing you conflict because they're wanting you there. But you're like, I got to be able to have it close to my house by the time I come all the way over there and handle this, you know. I did see some other people.
What do you say with
you.
All this then?
That's what I saw, other people there working with it and handling some of your own things too. It looks like I saw you being able to connect with something that ends up being more beneficial, working out with what you're going through and some of the things you're dealing with, and then you're able to go there and become even more construed, working out and handling it there. And we've we've had the phone call. We're here. We're going to go on, Suzanne. I don't know what happened, but the phones are doing that. Those of you that are connected, make sure and stay on the Psychic Jethro right here at 914-205-5362. 215, how are you? You're live. I don't know what happened. Suzanne, please call back. You got the last of your reading. You probably got it. You'll have to get on. 215.
Hello, Jethro. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm like trying to keep these phones. They're going Lulu. You guys are just so many of you again. I'm like, it's going wild.
Good. I haven't talked to you in like 7 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've been ill in and out, but I'm doing fine now, thank God. But I was just wondering if you can just pick up my a general reading, I guess, so. My birthday is 419, and my name is Susan.
Thank you, Susan. We got another Susan, and hang on, you Susan's there. The phones are trying to take you off here. What I got with you, as a general reading, Susan, I saw you working out some. I feel like this has been a really strong energy for what they want. And generally, I see you there. I saw some other people coming around, but I saw you're looking at some different alternative. It isn't just the health that changed. Something else changed in you that you decided not to let other things get to you that used to. I saw your, what we call our boundaries adjusted to where you're over here, and then I see somebody that you're going to be able to orchestrate and as helping you outside. I don't feel they're right married to you. They're not in the house, but I feel like you're connected to someone that lives a little different from you is what I saw for a general reading. I saw those this helping you out and being able to go into what you need.
Possibly my ex-husband.
He looks like he's helping you, and it's also going to be able to work out karmically where it's there. It's all right. It looks like a friendship thing. I didn't see it becoming a hot, mad love. Here we go again.
Nah,
sports
nah,
fans.
Nah, it can never be that again. We're just friends because we have children together.
And it's I'm glad in one way because it also keeps that karmic healed there and going into what they want to have happen for you. They said you're experiencing... I feel like this is a time with some other. I saw some creative with you, too. They're showing me you sitting over and doing some things that are going to help others feel good. It's not just the kids, but it's actually putting together, is it crafts? Or, I saw you putting some things together that make people feel good and feel comfort.
Not right now. I've been taking care of my 85-year-old mother and a 2-year-old. So it's kind of hard to grasp right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're pretty well there, and that's where those boundaries and things we talked about. That's what I get, and I thank you. We definitely go on Suzanne to psychicjethro.com for a general reading. Those of you tuning in will be contacting the rest of you. I'm glad. It was nice to hear you. 7 years later, come back. I'm so sorry about things there. We're going in with the phones. I've got a couple of you here. We're going to go ahead and pick up the phones on some other individuals. I love it. Make sure you contact me on the website. We're going to be giving those prizes away here at the last. We have a really big winner. One of them is from Florida. The other is from California. And then we have actually a person in down in California again that's won. So we're going through. We've still got two more prizes to give away. So we'll be giving those away here in a few minutes. So hang on as we grab the phone. I'm trying to get this little bit of a schedule here. So for those of you that are catching in, we're going to grab that phone and ask 347. How are you doing, 347?
Oh, hi. Thank you. I'm fine. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. I'm so glad you got through the phones, and I got to tease you. The phones are just having one of those wild systems. For those of you, call back in if you get disconnected.
I wanted to ask about moving. I want to move, but I'm not sure. I'm open to a couple of states. And I just want to know about me moving and if it's going to be close or further and like maybe when or anything about it. Or
what I saw with you when I asked the guy's permission, they said that you are going to be moving a couple of states from where you are. I feel like you're in the process. And right now with obviously things happening, you know, it isn't just a caution. It's like you're set there for something, Katie. Something hasn't completely made it happen. Not just what's going on with the countries, you know, a little bit of a pandemic.
This has nothing to do with, yeah.
No, it has to do with this other situation has to change. I feel you've got some, I want to say the word drama there. There's something not healthy where you are that way. And it's
grown. Definitely. Yes. No, you hit it on the head, the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head. So I want to move, but I'm definitely open to moving out of state, like moving down south. And I'm open to moving to a lot of states, and I'm not really sure how it's going to happen, you know, or like where I'm going to get the money from, or if I'm going to get like a job. I really just don't know. But I do want to move though. Like I think about it every day.
I feel it. And they told me in a couple, they said it's going to take over, it's going to go through April. I feel that April's going to be at the last of it, and I feel that then you're going to be able to get through. There's something really happening for you that's making you go through the whole situation a little bit. Something is not finalized. Something is not completely done with it. There's something there that has to go through, and I'm so sorry because I can feel you're not into drama and you're just tired of it. I keep seeing you like rolling your eyes. I feel the guides. I hear your one angel go, "Not again. Here we go again." Like that's whoever you've got there is so overwhelming that they see and feel things that are too much. And it is south. I feel like you were going to go warmer, better place. I also saw two people. There's something about maybe a couple, somebody that's south that's going to be able to talk, contact, help, and then you can go, and it'll be more of a, they give you a hand up, they give you a help, they give you a time, it gives you that couple of months. You need to get back on your horse without this. This is just not well. This person has kind of a sick love. They're always finding something fault with you or something. They're like drama. I keep getting that word. I can't get away from it.
Yes. You're exactly right. Exactly right. But what I'm doing is just ignoring them because, you know, people love to transfer emotions, you know. So I'm letting them keep their misery because it has nothing to do with me. You know, like they like to project it onto the other people. I'm just not accepting it any longer.
I love it. I'm so proud of you. Go to psychicjethro.com. We're giving those prizes away. I love you for calling in. It was nice talking to you. Please keep on with us. We've been doing this about 8 years. Some of you guys are brand new. We got a bunch of you. Just first
Thank
time you ever
you.
Heard of me.
I definitely will check it out. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings to you, Katie. Those tuning in, this has been Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to grab it. We're down to the last. We're going to be giving away those prizes for those of you that are in contact. We give prizes away, and we know this time we're going to be giving a reading. For those of you know that I've done this over 30 years, we have the prize. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be giving those $65 readings away. I'm going to give away a $90 reading, and I'm going to be give away a $125 reading. Then we're going to give away the big prize, and that's the I Need You Now through the year. And those of you know what that is, if you know that is the big $500 prize, you get four readings, hour readings in a year's time that you can move around whatever you want. It's sent to you. It's free. It goes to your email for those of you that are putting your email in there and those putting in the work so that I can send it to you. We always give it away. And this time, I want to tease you. Julia, please let us know if you received your necklace. Those of you who were on, she won the Amethyst. They sent me a thing today that said that she should have been delivered. We hope that you got it. Michelle, I cannot send to you. Like I was saying earlier, in Canada, we need to work out something. Please contact me and I will give you a reading in exchange for the Rose Quartz necklace that you won on the last show. We're going to take that time and just have 1 minute here of How It Began by Silent Partner while we pick those names. Are you ready? And welcome back. Here we go. That was really quick. We got these over here. Give me a chance to look. So if you got out, those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. I was born with a gift. Remember, www.psychicjethro.com to get a hold of me. We're looking forward to helping as many of you can, those of you who enjoy them. We're looking at and our prizes are going to go with as stated here. We have the We'll start at the point here with the $65 reading. That's a half an hour reading, and that prize is going to go out to, looking over here on the names, Chris in California. He has won that, and Chris, I will be sending that to you email. I'm going to put down April 15th. You can all move that. I'm just going to put that down on all of yours so you'll get the email, and then you move them to the times you need them. I tell people when they get them through their email, the best thing is to reschedule when it's convenient for them. But then it's on there. It's on the schedule, and that's the only way to really get that full reading with me is to do that. You can transfer it to someone else. You can always send them the email. They can come on. It will call the number that you have on there, so it will call your number for those of you giving it out. So you need to message me and let me know. I give it away to someone else. Please call this number at the time of the reading. But Chris, in California, you've won that. Moving right along, here we go to the 91. The 90 minute is, here we go, and it's Mandy. Mandy has won that here in California again. We have a lot of Californians. I was surprised with the other states that we have on the phones that we haven't given this away. Going into the 125, that's an hour reading. That is with name of Genghis Khan's mom. Genghis Khan's mom has won the hour reading. That will go to your email, and you can move that around in the scheduling so that it fits and we're able to get you in on that time. And then we have the big prize here. For those of you that are tuning in, we have the four readings that are hour-long readings that are four for the year, and those will be sent out too. And the winner is Amy in Florida. Amy in Florida, you have won that, and we look forward to that. We want to thank you, Amy, for coming in. And we've got a little plus here for those of you that are still got a few minutes. We have a $65 reading to the Orange Queen, who also is going to be getting that half an hour reading. So we want to thank you guys, and those of you going in know who those are. You'll be catching those on there. Make sure you check your emails. I have the emails you've given me. Some of you guys have been on with me for, what, 8-10 years, so make sure you check those old emails too, or telephone, because you will get a text and phone to you. I love you all. Thank you so much. This is Psyche Jethro. Stay safe. Have fun. Marty saying hi to you. We love you guys. We're having a great time. For those of you that are out and know that, we're in the Bay Area. Later, come see us. If not, we'll come see you. We will be playing in a town near you once we get over this things with the health and get everyone back to normal, which we're all praying every day to have happen. Our little bit of moment here for Italy, we want to take that, and those of you who know when we were over there, me and Kay, we really wish our friends the best. Stay safe. We're so praying for all of you and other places that are in the world that are having this right now, that we come together as brother likes and sisters. I do have Panamine. I want to take just a moment, those for you who are contacting this, and make sure that you contact me. I have an individual there who can see you. For those, if you want that really good time to talk to someone, have that help, make sure you go to pranamind.com, or you contact me at psychicjethro.com, and I will give you the number. I have an 800 number here. It's just not handy right now. I will have it on the next show, but if you contact me, I will give you that. We love all of you, and until we talk again, stay safe, stay happy, and be wild. It is the way to be.